In the 3DO facts and figures department this month, the 3DO company has announced that over 250,000 core systems have been sold to consumers worldwide. In addition, 3DO has hit another plateau with the release of 100 titles. What is that elusive 100th title? None other than Electronic Arts' FIFA International Soccer. If you liked the PC or Sega versions of this cart, wait until you play the 3DO version. First and foremost, the animation looks truly breathtaking, and there is a free-floating camera which can pan and zoom around the field. Even if you're not a huge soccer fan, FIFA is a very enjoyable game simply because of its wonderful gameplay and technical achievement. Looking ahead at future 3DO titles, Electronic Arts has just announced Shockwave Jumpgate, an add-on mission disc to the original Shockwave. Encompassing 5 new missions, this disc will take players on an intergalactic journey across Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn using photorealistic terrain. In addition to several new enemy ships, the add-on disc includes numerous submissions, including ship escorts and maze runs. Shockwave Jumpgate will be blasting its way into stores in time for the holiday season. Now available on store shelves is Petanque from PF Magic, which is a futuristic 3D pinball game, which can become confusing at times. This game is not for those of you who easily become dizzy. Also, Electronic Arts has released a port of their PC adventure game Sherlock Holmes. The only addition is the use of digital video for all the actors when they speak their lines. It's too bad that this title turns out like a Milli Vanilli concert, because the voices do not match the mouth movements at all. Finally, in the It Looks Cool But Let's See Some Gameplay category, Studio 3DO has announced Time to Die, a 3D Doom-like action game, complete with machine guns and clowns. This could prove an interesting concept. Stephen King's It, anyone?